And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, just a couple more things on the AFC Championship game. Obviously, a lot of tension on the Brandon Bostic play. He admits he was supposed to block on it. It's admirable that he's talked not once but twice about it. What do you say to a guy when he makes a mistake like that?
Well, I've had opportunity to talk to Brandon one-on-one. You know, I think it's important to, you know, for everybody to understand. And, you know, like I told him, I mean, you're part of this football team, and you know, it's we're all. They're all accountable to, you know, what we say and what we do and how we perform. So, I mean, that's something that's been consistent all year. So it's no surprise for him to approach that situation the way he did. So, but he has to move on from this. I mean, this will not define his career, and you know, he needs to do everything that he needs to do to, you know, to prepare himself to move forward. You know, just like we all do.
Mike, there were several things at the end of the game. It was like the perfect storm. Couldn't happen, but did happen. As you look back, is there one thing that really gnaws at you? Maybe it's the onside kick, I don't know. But is there one thing that really gnaws at you as you move forward?
Well, I think it's probably a couple of things. I mean, it's they haven't scored an offensive touchdown. You know, and then in the third quarter, obviously, they had the fake field goal. And with the ability to keep them the way we had them. And then, you know, we talked about field position being such a priority. You know, we didn't change the field position. And then, you know, they had the, you know, the short field, went down and scored. And, you know, then obviously the onside kick. So, I mean, you're sitting there with 5 minutes in the game, and it's 19-7, and all of a sudden it's 21-19. So, that was frustrating. But, you know, once again, I mean, we talk about the identity of this football team, you know, the discipline, the grit, and the ability to stay fundamentally sound at the most important time in the game. And, you know, the 2 minute drill was very impressive. I mean, it was very impressive, and to go down there and, you know, kick the field goal and take it to overtime. So, but they, you know, once again, they hit the two big plays in the overtime, and, you know, I mean, you just have to give them the credit.
Other thing is Morgan Burnett picks the pass off, you know, with 5 minutes left. Can you maybe explain, you know, Julius Peppers, what the signal is or whatever, and just kind of what happened there in that sequence?
I think guys are playing football. I mean, it's, you know, everybody was, you know, at that point in the game, you know, we were confident, you know, because once again, they hadn't scored. Mm-hmm. They hadn't scored a point at that point. And the ability to, you know, get into the 4 minute offense, and it's been so effective this year. And, you know, and frankly, as, you know, as an offensive staff, we were extremely confident in, you know, in our eight gap runs, meaning, you know, closing up both ends, two tight ends on a ball. So, you know, you get to that point, you think, you know, let's slam the door shut, and it didn't happen.
Mike, Marshawn Lynch, his final numbers, 157 yards rushing, 6.3 a carry. However, during the game, it didn't feel like that. I was surprised to see the final totals. How did you look at the defensive effort against Lynch?
Well, I think, you know, the production in the fourth quarter is really, you know, not only the scoreboard but the statistics. You know, he had his biggest runs there at the end. You know, but I thought, you know, once again, for three quarters, we held him under wraps, and we were where we needed to be. And we had a lot of opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them.
One of the things early in the game, Mike, are the field goals near the end zone. Are you still very comfortable with, you know, obviously that situation, taking the points?
Well, I mean, you know, when you go into a game, you have an idea of if you're going to emphasize, you know, pushing it or pulling back. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to do what you always do. You know, I think it's clear my history is being more aggressive in those types of situations. You know, but basically on the first one, what I saw on second and third down, it was the right decision. You know, we had color, we had penetration through our blocking unit, and, you know, it was early in the game. It was important to get points up in that environment. It was following our first turnover that, you know, we felt was a, you know, a missed opportunity. Obviously, Aaron was treating it as a free play, and thought we had the offsides called there on Michael Bennett, and then, you know, we have the interception in the end zone. So, I mean, you know, there's things that you look at going into that, and that's part of your decision making. So, I was very confident in the second and third down call. The first down call was excellent, you know, the ability to run it down there. But, you know, our second and third down calls were good calls, and frankly, you know, We in hindsight, you wish we would have converted those. But yeah, I have no problem with the first one. The second one was fourth and two, so I don't really understand why that's even with that topic.
Mike, you just addressed the red zone stuff. Third down, you've been a good third down team all season. Not good in Seattle, 3-for-14. Was that costly? Not a big deal. How do you look at that?
Oh, I don't know, definitely. I mean, situational football is usually factors in the outcome of games. It really factors in the outcome of production, especially, you know, the fact of the matter is you know, we were trying to benefit from the turnovers. So, yeah, I mean, the third down production clearly wasn't what it needed to be.
All right. Next up, Larry on the Telestrator, bringing down a play from the NFC Championship game. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.